First Impressions of Earth is The Strokes' third album. When the band released its debut in 2001, they were hailed as the group that would reestablish New York City as the center of post-punk rock, fast, loud, and flashy. But after selling over 2 million copies of that debut, their follow-up, 2003's Room on Fire, sold only half as much. Rock critic Ken Tucker says The Strokes' new album offers some self-criticism and some frantic career adjustment in the midst of the music.
That song, Razorblade, is typical of The Strokes' current sound. Lead singer and songwriter Julian Casablancas' hoarse voice can be heard more clearly than ever over the chiming guitars of Albert Hammond Jr. and Nick Valensi. The song itself practically begs to be misinterpreted. The refrain, "My feelings are more important than yours," isn't what the singer is telling his girlfriend. They're a quote from her to him. He's the selfish one, and the point is to let her have her say in this song. It's good to hear Casablancas get outside his own head, and the song is nicely confusing. Less confusing is the pattern the album falls into as it proceeds. Upbeat tunes for downbeat emotions. Oh, what an unhappy boy our Casablancas is. That song, called On the Other Side, is a litany of dissatisfaction. I'm tired of everyone I know, moans Casablancas, of everyone I see on the street and on TV. He says, I hate them all, and I hate myself for hating them. I'm so tired of being so judgmental, he concludes. It's a downer, but it's surrounded by a jaunty melody that gives the singer's depression a buoyant lift. Similarly, on this song called Ask Me Anything, Casablancas croons the refraining phrase, I've got nothing to say, with such lovely sincerity, it becomes less a proclamation of creative bankruptcy than a shrewd self-assessment. You've gotta like a rock lyricist who sings, we could drag it out, but that's for other bands to do.
Right, wrong.
The notion of having nothing to say pops up again and again on First Impressions of Earth, most forcefully on the rave-up closeout of the album, Red Light. The band is collaborating with a new producer, David Kahn, a veteran who's worked with pop acts ranging from the Bangles to Sugar Ray. Kahn has tidied up the Strokes' sound, which most often has been as mussed and bedraggled as their hair.
Thank you.
The Strokes' history is as much about image making as it is about music making. One of them dates Drew Barrymore, another has had well-publicized struggles with alcohol. Glam and Dissolution were what the first two albums were about, if they were about anything. These guys who attended posh Manhattan prep schools, who idolized the New York Dolls and the Ramones, who emulated the short, fast, sharp style of 30 years ago, are now writing some songs that run well over 4 minutes. Some call it progress. I call it an interesting way to come to grown-up terms with semi-sobriety and an urge to become more nuanced about their artistic ambivalence. For a guy who insists he's got nothing left to say, Julian Casablancas' actions as songwriter and bandleader are speaking louder than his intentionally empty words.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.